Egypt may be headed for disaster. A Bible distribution ministry is answering the need for biblical training in India, and the status of the church in the former Soviet Union is addressed in Ukraine. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egypt's military rulers gave in to protesters' demands to speed up elections yesterday. The preliminary elections will start Monday, and presidential elections are set for July. But clashes are still going on. Many protesters think the military will hold on to power despite poll results. If the military makes good on their promise, though, Egypt is headed for disaster, says E3 Partners' Tom Doyle.
This just plays into the kind of the worst scenario with a vacuum of power and the Muslim Brotherhood stepping up and saying, we'll restore order.
Doyle says most Egyptian leaders think the Brotherhood is the only contender.
You've got the secular Muslims that were pretty much with Mubarak, and they were thrown out because of the corruption. So then you have moderates and radicals, and it just always seems when it's moderates versus radicals, it's the radicals that win.
Christians have little say and will suffer the consequences if Islamic law is introduced. The church is growing. Pray for strength. Next, Pakistan has issued a list of 1,500 words or names to be blocked from text messages. Among them is Jesus Christ. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it will disrupt a growing segment of ministry dependent on cell phones.
As we evolve ministry-wise and more use the technology that's available, there are ministries that are sending scripture text messages, they're sending evangelistic text messages. In some cases, they're literally sending videos from phone to phone to present the gospel.
While some of the words on the blacklist were obscenities or sexual terms, Nettleton wonders if the list could be used as a filter to weed out those working in the name of Christ.
It seems like that would single out Christians who are doing ministry, who are doing evangelism, who are doing anything that would be seen as not in the interests of the glory of Islam.
However, the definition of what is anti-Islamic is pretty loose, which leads Nettleton to add,
pray for the safety of Christians who are working and witnessing in Pakistan.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Some reports say India is home to one of the world's fastest growing networks of evangelical house churches. That brings up two challenges, resourcing and training. That's why Bibles for the World launched the Trinity College and Seminary in 1999. 12 years later, growth across the country means they need more space.
From Kaziranga, we drove 5 hours to Guwahati, the capital city of Assam, to see and dedicate to God the site the Lord has given to us to relocate and establish the Trinity College and Seminary.
Bibles for the World has the land. They're working with Engineering Ministries International to develop a master plan for the Theological College and Seminary for 300 more students. There's more to come. In the meantime, Pudaiti says,
may I ask that you simply pray for the DCS relocation plan? Now.
We have links at our website to get you connected. And finally, churches across the former Soviet Union met to discuss the status of the church across the region. It was part of Forum 20, a symposium sponsored by Russian ministries. Russian ministries' Wally Kolokov says they discussed many questions, including, why is the evangelical church marginal today in society? Has the church become national? And why is the church not growing? Kolokov says,
40% of the churches do not have leaders, and that's why School Without Walls is probably the pillar today, a non-formal type of training preparing churches to be stronger. It is not actually more churches they need, it is stronger churches.
Kolokov says training young people through their Schools Without Walls ministry will do that.
The churches will become more independent, have missions programs, start having short-term missions programs, will start sending out missionaries.
Support their work at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ever wondered about the church's responsibility to the least of these? We've got the book for you. It's Your Mission, a free missions resource from Buckner International. It'll help you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.